Okay, today is Daf Chof Dalet. We are on Chof Gimel Amud Beis, second to bottom line. Here we go, the Mishnah. Hakori Batorah, we never said this before. We always assumed it. We said that you have to have a minimum of 10 psukim. But Hakori Batorah, lo yivchos shlosha psukim. The Mishnah never said it. Each aliyah has to have at least 2 psukim. Lo yikori ha-maturgamin, and if they have a maturgamin, who is explaining the pasuk in Aramaic, yosemi pasuk echad. The maturgamin would have to do each pasuk alone. You can't do like, okay, I'll read 7 psukim, and then he'll explain 7 psukim. Doesn't work that way.
One by one.
One by one. By Navi. But a Navi, if it's a Navi, shlosha. Then it can be 3 psukim. How you shloshed on?
What?
Why would
Navi be different?
In
case he makes a mistake.
What?
Right. So
not, the mistakes are not so bad.
The stakes aren't as high.
Yeah, the stakes aren't as high. What is it, Navi? It's Musar. It's not halach. It's not Torah. Hayishloshed on shalosh parshios, but if 3 psukim are 3 different, doesn't mean 3 parshios. It means 3 different ideas.
3 paragraphs.
Korin echad echad. Then you read them separate, one by one, and you translate them one by one. Medalgin b'Navi. You're allowed to skip in Navi. The ain medalgin b'Torah. But we don't skip in Torah. Ad kama hu medaleg. How long, how much can you skip? They didn't have a book today where you turn the page. They didn't have that. It was a scroll. So how much can you skip? Ad kidei shlo yipsok ha-maturgamin. Enough so that the maturgamin, it won't be finished. In other words, you can move from place to place as long as the maturgamin is going. Once the maturgamin stops, you have to be stopped. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
1 second. Hani gimel psukim keneged me. Why do we learn 3 psukim? Why do we learn 3 psukim? Amar vashi keneged Torah nevi'im buksuvim. Fine, very good. Next. V'lo yikari la maturgamin yotzim yipasik echad u'benav gimel psukim. V'im ha'yishlosh shalosh parashiyos kari echad echad. Right? The maturgamin can be every 3 psukim, but if they're 3 different ideas, 3 different paragraphs, it has to be pasuk by pasuk. Kigon, for example, Kiko Amar Hashem Chinam Nimkartem. These are all psukim in Yeshaya Perek Nun Beis. Kiko Amar Hashem Elokim Mitzrayim Yared Imi Brishoda. Va'ata Mali Peh Nu'am Hashem. Mali Po Nu'am Hashem. Okay. I'm not sure what that haftorah is. I didn't look it up. Okay. Okay. Next. Medalgin b'Navi ve'e medalgin b'Torah. You'd skip Navi, but you can't skip Torah. For Minu, 1 second. Kore achre mos. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen would read, they would lane in the Beit HaMikdash. What would they lane? Achre mos, which is about the Yom Kippur service. V'ach ba'asar. They would also read a parsha of Ach ba'asar. Where's that? In Parshas Emor, right? So it's 2 Parshas later. V'akam Adalig, so they're skipping from Achimos to Emor. Answers to Gemara, Amar Abaye lo kasha. Kan, over here, we're talking about that you could skip B'chadei, Sheyifsok, HaTorgamin. So to give space for the Maturgamin. Right? V'kan, over there, Yom Kippur, B'chadei, Shelo Yifsok, HaTorgamin. We don't want to run out of space for the Maturgamin. So what's the answer exactly? What's that answer? When you're allowed to skip and when you're not allowed to skip? Right? What's the answer? So it's the same shear for both? So what's the answer? If, what does the article say? If the moving the Torah from place to place will be taking place while the maturgamin is going, that's okay. But if it's going to be longer, then it's not okay. Right? Okay.
So what you're saying is the turgamin's not allowed to stop.
Huh? You're
saying the turgamin's not allowed to stop.
No, of course he stops because you continue laning.
He stops, you go.
I understand. I want to buy the way kind of come to this year's turgamin. Permission written skipping when the transit will have to pause before the reader reaches the new place. That means the turgamin keeps going.
No.
You go.
You lay in a pasuk, the maturgamin lays a pasuk. You lay in a pasuk, the maturgamin says it. You lay in, the maturgamin says it. While the Meturgim is saying it, you can skip to another spot. Once the Meturgim finishes, you better be up at that spot.
Even though you're skipping.
Even though you're skipping. You're allowed to skip. As long as, when the time you skip, by the time the Meturgim is done, you're up to the spot. So to go from Achimos to Emor, that could happen. To go from Bereshit to Zosabracha, it's not going to happen. In time it takes them to do one pasuk. Okay, very good. But the Mishnah didn't say that. The Mishnah said the opposite. The Mishnah said by a Navi you're allowed to skip, and by Torah you're not allowed to skip. Bad kama humadalig. How much can you skip in Navi? Ad kidei shelo yefsek haMeturgamin. You better be at that new spot when the Meturgamin's done. Michlal, the Torah, klal lo. That by Torah you can't skip not even one pasuk. The Gemara answers, El Amar by a lo kasha. Khan, when are you allowed to skip? Be'inyan echad. When it's one inyan. Says Rashi, inyan echad. Sheshnehem medabrin bedavar echad. They both talk about the same topic. Like what? Like Yom Kippur. Be'ain kan tir of hadas. It's not gonna make you crazy. It's not gonna confuse you. Hilkach kilo masik meturgamin medalig. Even if the meturgamin is gonna be finished, you still can skip. Sharei shneim be'inyan Yom Kippur medabrin. They both talk about Yom Kippur. Umasnitsa diktoni klal lo. When does the Mishnah say you cannot skip? That's b'shnei inyanim. Like two separate inyanim. Kigon, parshas negayim, l'parshas zavin. Okay, what possessed Rashi to give those two examples? Parshas negayim to parshas zavin, I have no idea. When do we have to do that anyway? What? I know, but what? We don't skip. Okay. Right? So that's the answer. I'm sure too, I just don't know. So if it's on one inyan, even if you have to wait 2 seconds, that's okay. Like I'm Kipper. If it's not the one inyan, then you can't skip at all. And if it's not, why would you skip if it's not a different inyan? Like why would you do that? What's the hechatimti that could happen? Okay, Vatanya, I would like to learn. This is a binichusa, it flows. Medalgan betora, binyan echad. You can skip Torah one inyan. Ubinavi shnei inyanim. The kan, dechtei shlo yasek haMeturgamin. That's all as long as the Meturgamin is not going to be stopped. I have to wait for him. Tanya idach, ein medalgan minavi lenavi. You can't skip from Navi to Navi. Ubinavi shal shnei matzer medalig. But if it's the Navis of Treyasar, you can't skip. As long as they don't go from the end of the Sefer to the beginning. Oh, Machlok is what this means. So, officially, the 12 minor prophets, like they're called, have an order. Who made up that order, I don't know, but there's a Seder to them. So what does it mean you can't go from the end to the beginning? What?
Ezra?
Yeah. What? Does it mean of each one? Does it mean from one to the other? Some of them are tiny. So there are times that over the year, I think Shabbat Shuva, you skip in within Trey Asar. So it's a whole discussion. So, okay, next Mishnah. Hamaftir Benavi, whoever gets Maftir, who pores al Shema, he also is Bechabed. Remember we said what that means? They come late, they make like the Chatzi Minyan. So I'll show how that fits in over here. But the guy who gets maftir is Poris Shema. Poris Shema is... What? No, that's not what it means. Poris Shema, we said yesterday, it's like they come late and they have a minion, so they'll just say Kaddish. It's like half a... Okay, maybe it means that would be the Shema. Okay. Meaning he davens for the Amid. That's what it really means. Who overlooks Ne'ateva? He davens for the Amid. Who knows he has Kapav? If he's a Kohen, he's duchens. Vim ka'ahaya katan, if he's a katan, because a katan can get maftir. Aviv o rabo over in al yado. Father or his rebbe passes and does it instead of him. Katan kari batorah. A katan can lane. Umatargim, and be the targim. Abel eno poros a shema, the eno oval of ne'ateva. But he can't lead the shema, whatever that means, and he can't daven for the amid. Says Tosvos. Top Tosvos, Tosvos of the first Ve'ein. Ve'ein over the Ne'ateva, right? Kasha, my ear you cut them. Why are you singling out of here a cut them? I feel Gadol Nami ain't over the Ne'ateva. Even an adult can't daven for the Amid, El MK and a smiley zikno, unless he has a full beard. Kiditanya Bisov Parakama Dhulin. The smiley zikno, if he has a full beard, Roy Lazo Sheikh Tibur, Wilson Ateva, Aval Binyan Akhalo. Only such a person can daven for the Amid. Doesn't matter, even a 14-year-old should not daven. The Yeshlomar, the Tosis, everyone calm down. The Hasamairi, Hasamairi Batinus Sibur. That's only by Tainus Sibur. Kiditnan, Batinus, the Aim of Reading Lusna Ateva, Elazakin Virogil. Umisha Smali Zikano. Umisha Tafulo Maruba. You know what Tafulo Maruba means? Has a lot of kids. Such a person, he could daven for the Amid on a Tainus. Why? Because he needs a certain type of person to reach Hashem when there's a sorrow like that. A stama, a chakras, doesn't matter who could anyone could have for the Amid. Baha, Diktarni, Hatsam, Gabi, Nismar, Zikana, Rala, Shech, Sibur, Haina, Liach, Shiz, Zibur, Kavias. When it said it has to be, forget Tainus. But even if he doesn't have a Zakon, he shouldn't be a Shech, Sibur, not by Tainus. That's only that Tainu, that's Kavias. That's who's our Sepal Tfila? It should be some 13-year-old kid. Even if it's not a Tainus. Aval Bakrai, Baalmo, Yacholios, Kishahevi, Shebe, Cyrus. It's not a problem. Once he's bar mitzvah, you can daven for the Amid. We don't have such a thing anyway, but matter that. Set bal tefila. Maybe on the Roim shuls have it. Most don't have it.
Once you don't have a bed, my bed needs to
get up. I understand. The Ein Eno says kapov. The Ein Eno says kapov, and you can't duchen. Right? Cotton can't duchen. Says next to us. The Ein Eno says kapov. Mashma ha, in heavy base iros, he's a kapov. And if he does have two Cyrus, he can do it. Bekasha, 1 second. Haso parakama dechul and Omar. They know it says kapav achi ismali zikano. That's 1 second. There, somewhere else it says you can't do it until you have a full beard. Not just 13. You have to be much older than that. For od kasha, the mashma sof paraklol of a gazel. 1 second. It says the opposite in Baitsukkah. It says katan hayodea lisa es kapav. If a katan knows how to do it, cholkin lo chum begorin. He's allowed to already stand by the thrashing floor and wait for the truma. Tafilu cotton mamish. Even if he's mamish a cotton. V'yesh lomar. The answer is like this. Dahi delul v'gozol mayri im kahanim gedolim. If there were other kahanim, then any cotton, even a cotton can do it. But let's say the only cotton you have in the room is a 10-year-old boy. He's the only cotton, he's the only cotton you have. They shouldn't do it. I don't know if you're possible with that. Lach l'maisa, I don't know. With you. What if without you? What if you're not around? And the only one that... Right? And the only call you have is some 11-year-old. That, right? But if they're adults, of course the kids can do it. Lil mod to learn, for purposes. That's all right. When we said over here that a cotton can't do it, that's because there's no gadol here. Only the boys. Okay. Very good. Okay. Next. Pocheach. I think a pocheach means the guy's wearing shorts. Is that what it means?
Yeah.
The guy's wearing shorts. Poros Hashma. He's allowed to lead the Shema. Umatarka, he can be Umatarka. Aval Eino Karbatora. He should not duch. He should not lane. Ve'eno Obel of Ne'ateva. He should not daven for the Amid. Vena no says kapav, you shouldn't duchen either. Suma, what about a blind person? Poreis es Shema, he recites, he can lead the Shema, umatar game. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kal shalo ro ma'oros miyamav, ena poreis es Shema. If he never saw light, how could he lead the Shema? How could he say yotzer or? How could he say such a bracha? He never saw light. So on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to say, well, the Tanakhama argued on that, obviously, so we'll have it on Amud Beis. Now the bottom Tosos we're going to do now, it's such an interesting Tosos. Tosos says like this. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? That if you never saw light, you can't say the brachas of Shema. Why? Because the brachas of Shema is Yotzer Or. Uvor Rechosha. Right? By the way, that's the longest bracha that we have in Judaism. The bracha on the sun, on light. Starts on, it goes to a two-page bracha. Right? You don't realize it's a bracha. If Kadosh in the middle of that, it's a bracha. It starts with a bracha, it ends with a bracha. So it goes off for 2 pages. The Chazan says in the middle stuff, right? But it's a one bracha. Anyway, says if you did not. If you never saw light, you can't make that bracha. 1 minute. Here we go. Kasha. Tahar Yehuda who prepared a chovel. Suma potter be called mitzvot. A suma doesn't do any mitzvot. Vim Cain. E Iri Hacha Basuma, right? Afilu Ra Ma'oros Vinistam Nami. What do you mean he never saw? What if he did see? And then he became blind later in life? He also doesn't have to make that bracha. Why? He wants all the light. It doesn't matter. Why? Because every heard the whole Tosuma is part of all mitzvahs. What's going on here? Mufarish bi Yerushalmi, the law Mahari Basuma Mamish. We're not really talking about a Suma. Elamari Bashum Beit Ofel. A guy was brought up in a dark house, he never saw sunlight. He's not blind. He just never saw the sunlight. He can't make such a bracha. But a Suma and a Hanami. A real Suma is Pater. That's the first answer Tosus gives, based on the Yerushalmi. But Odi Shlomar. Demairi Shapir Basuma. No, we're talking about a Suma. Baha Departin and Hasam Suma. When Rabbi Yehuda said a Suma is Pater for mitzvos, Hainu Min HaTorah. That's Min HaTorah. Min HaTorah, a Suma doesn't have to do any mitzvos. Says Rabbi Yehuda. Avo Midrabanan, Miha Chayev. But the Midrabanan, you're Chayev in mitzvos, Bafilu Nistama, Mishanolad, even if you were born this way. Why? Mikalmak of Chayev Midrabanan, Yechayev Midrabanan. Why you Chayev mitzvos at Midrabanan if you're a Suma? Shalom Yehei Kinachri. Should be like a guy. What are you going to do in your life? Okay, it's a terrible thing being blind. Terrible. What are you going to do? Sit around like a guy all day? V'lo yehei noig bodas Yehudas klal? You're not going to do anything Jewish? That can't be. That can't be. The lo dami l'nashim. By the way, it's not like women. The p'turah is the mitzvah zeh shatzman grama. The pata for mitzvah zeh shatzman grama. Afilu mi osan she'en el midrabanan. Says Tosfos, even if it's the mitzvah zeh derabanan, they're pata. Like what? Ner Chanukah, Arba Kosos, Mikra Megillah, the lo havi elam midrabanan. They're only chayav midrabanan, and if not for af ein hayi ba'osa hanes, they wouldn't do it at all either. Just like they don't have to shake a lulav. Lo machayav ya elo fishi ein hayi ba'osa hanes. Right? Okay, so we have another reason why they should do it. But if not for that reason, it's a zman grama. Chanukah only comes once a year. They would not have to do it. Aye, so why are they Jews? They're also sitting around doing nothing, right? No, not the same thing. Hayinu taima, sha'afilu nifter osan mikol mitzvot zeh shatzman grama. It's true. Mikol makom, adayin yesh la mitzvot rabos. They have a lot of mitzvot still, women. A lot of mitzvot. All right, so once a year, they don't have to shake a lulav. That doesn't change much. Aval suma, im nifter osan mikol mitzvot, if they're pater from all mitzvot, afilu me osan she'en an elam midrabanan, even the rabanan, im ken yechashav kenachri. I'm like a guy, sitting around, not doing nothing all day long. So interesting. Right? And then we'll start, we'll read the rest. So interesting. The funny, what? No, Midrabanan, not with Midaraisa. That's a funny thing. So Minat Torah, the Torah wasn't concerned about that issue?
Yeah.
Torah wasn't concerned that a Suma should sit around like a guy? What? It's a separate question. Maybe not. Because now his Chiyav is only Midrabanan, your Chiyav is Daraisa. It's like a cotton being yod to you. Can a cotton be yod to you? We assume no. Right? Because you're in a higher. What? Amazing. It's amazing. Right. So the question you always have to have is, what was the Torah thinking? So the Torah thought it was okay to be like this? And the rabbis are going to outsmart. No, we're smarter than the Torah. Torah said, well, I can't have a guy like this sitting around doing that. I always wonder about
it. Is it walking there quite so?
What? Right. Right, like.
If they want to put their quite so, they start to realize.
Right. As you have to say something like that. The Torah didn't want to impose an unrealistic burden on somebody. Person's blind. His access to mitzvahs is very limited. Rabbanu Akiva Levi says, he's got to try to do his best. Otherwise, it's no different than a guy. Such an interesting idea. You know? And it's not like a woman, Tosfos has to say. Right? A woman, okay, so they don't have to do zman grama. They have to do everything else. It's very hard to say a woman sits around like a guy. No one would ever say such a thing. Right? But if a guy has to do no mitzvahs at all, well, that's not about a shota. A shota is a shota. It's part of the mitzvahs. It's a different story. A suma's not a shota. Right? He's a regular person. Just okay, it's terrible. So he's got to do his best.
Why is somebody this most of the mitzvahs I say?
What?
Why is somebody supposed to say also
that he's only mitzvahs I say? Well, because there's no halachah that a suma can commit murder. There's no such halachah.
I'm saying it's only mitzvahs I say.
What?
Only mitzvahs I say.
Only mitzvahs I say.
For sure, he has the case.
For sure.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Also
what? Well, it's a losase.
Losase.
Right. Right. Okay, my timer. What's the reason, says the Gemara, that why is it that the person that gets maftir gets the daven for the amid? Why is that? So that's a custom in many shuls. Like, here we also do that. Where'd that come from? So it doesn't come from my timer. So Rav Papa Amar Mishum Kavod. It's a Kavod. Why? Because maftir is the least important aliyah. Right? Because most of it's Navi. All right. Well, what?
Well, throw him
a bone. You can lead the tefillah for Musaf. Okay. Rabba Bar Shimi Amar Mishum Da'asi L'Intzuye. It's going to come to cause a fight. Why? What's the fight? So the answer is, in those days, many times, the person that was davening for the Amid got paid. But the person that laid didn't get paid. It's not because he's getting paid, I'm not getting paid. Why is his job better than my job? Why are they giving, right? So you know what? You daven Musaf also. So, my benayu, what's the difference between these two reasons? The Avid Bechinam. In a case where the Baal Musaf doesn't get paid, then why should he daven Musaf? The only reason you're giving him Musaf is there shouldn't be a fight with the guy that gets paid. But if he's not getting paid anyway, then let someone else daven Musaf. Why should he?
Yeah,
the first answer, that's the first answer. It was covered, so it doesn't matter whether it's paid or not.
So when's the guy ever going to die? Huh?
When's
the guy ever going to die?
I don't know. Maybe when he gets mafter. Tanan, imhaya katan. One second. It said in the Mishnah, if it was a child, a katan, avivo rabo over al yado, then the father or the rebbe will take over. So v'iyamar to be shum natsuye katan bar natsuyu. What, you going to fight with the katan? Elamai, Mishum covered cotton by covered, or what? You can have the gifting of covered to the cotton. Make any sense? Ella, no, it could cover others, it could cover Rabbo. No, the father's waiting there. So whatever pagam you do to the son, you do to the father. You don't know for the father, Mosuf, it's the same story. Hakanami, it could ensue you, other than ensue you, Rabbo. Same story. It's going to cause a fight with the father and the Rebbe. Then we said, Pocheach, Poris al Shema. If somebody's wearing shorts, not dressed.
Rags.
Okay, he's really not dressed properly. Really underdressed for to be in shul. So, boy mine ula bar rav me abaya. Katan pochech ma'a shikr b'tor. What about a katan dressed like this? So, amale b'ti bayalach arum. How about if he's not wearing anything? Walks in the shul stark naked. Arum, my time alo. Mishum kavad atzibur. Nobody would have a half me if you can call somebody up for an aliyah like that. Hachanami, mishum kavad atzibur. It's not kavad atzibur. Doesn't matter how old you are. Even though it's true, like, there's nothing wrong with a little boy wearing shorts. Nothing wrong with, it's pretty cute, right? But you shouldn't, there's nothing wrong with an adult walks in like that. Okay, it depends where you are. It depends, certain places it's acceptable. Certain places it's a little looked down upon. I don't know if such a person should daven for the Amid. Right? I don't know if that's such a radical thing to say. Okay. Zoom of Porit al Shema. Tanya. Amalol Rabbi Yehuda. A lot of people learn Ma'aseh Merkava and no one ever saw the Ma'aseh Merkava. So why can't a Suma make the bracha on? Or? So he didn't see it. So people learn all these esoteric things, they never saw it. So Rabbi Huda, no, what are you talking about? Hasan ba'avdus is the liba, talia, milsa. When it comes to learning esoteric things, what matters is your heart. How much you can learn those things. Ha kamachavin viyada. And so if you put your mind to it, you can learn those things. It's an issue of hana. Whether or not you benefit from the light, you have no hana. Unfortunately, the person is blind. For Rabbanon, no. The Rabbanon argue and they say no. Ishle hana kribiosi. No, the kibihana like kribiosi said. The Tanya Amr Biosi, call yamai hayim itzdar al mikrozeh. I was always bothered by this pasuk. It says by the tochacha, ba'isa mama sheish b'tzarayim. You're gonna feel around in the afternoon. Kasha yamashesh ha'iver ba'fela, like a blind man is feeling around in the dark. What do you mean in the dark? It's always dark by him. So to just say like a blind man feeling around. Why do you have to add in the dark? V'chima ibchaz leli iver be'nafela ora. Doesn't matter to the iver whether it's dark or not. Ella shiba ma'isi yodli. One time the following thing happened to me. Pamachas one time ma'isi mahalek b'yisham b'layla. I was going at night ba'fela. It was dark. For Isi Suma, and I saw a blind man, Shemahalech Baderchva, who could be other, who's walking with a torch. Amartilo, Bnei Avuka La Zulamalach, what do you need the torch for? You can't see anything. Amali, Yereh, Kolzman Shavuka Biyadi, Bnei Adam Ron O.C., but they can see me. V'nitzalin osim min apchasin u'min akotin u'min abarkanim. And they're going to protect me from all the stumbles and all the mishaps in the road. That's what, wow, that's a whole different thing. So the light helps the suma. It's not direct, because he's blind, but it's indirect. So you can make a bracha, according to the Chachamim. Okay, next. Kohen sheyesh biyado mumin. If a Kohen has mumin on his hand, lo yiseh es kapav, he can't duchen. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af misha hayodav tzvuos satis. Even if he has some kind of dye on his hands, lo yiseh es kapav, he shouldn't duchen, b'nei sha'on mistaklen bo. Because it's unusual, and it's going to cause people to stare at him. And you're not supposed to look when duchening takes place. So to avoid that, you cover, you shouldn't duchen. So Shia, when a Kohen duchen, are his hands outside the palace? They're under, in the palace. So what's the whole issue anyway?
When we were kids, Kohen Adam had their hands out.
You think so?
I know so.
Other Kahana, put your hands out? They let you do it. What? They don't do it. No, but amazing is, why, you know, if the hands are not are under the palace, you're not going to see it anyway. So what's the issue? And I thought maybe they cover their head with the palace, but they stick the hands out. You're telling me they don't do that. I mean, it used to be like that, as Marty said. Right.
Yeah, but no one's looking anyway.
What? I know, but if it's funny looking, it's going to overpower your the halacha, not to look. It's not a halacha, it's a sakana. So you're so interested, you're going to, okay, I'll look. That's a bad thing, it could cause a sakana.
You can't look 5 minutes later when he's walking.
So therefore we say, let him not duchen. It's the temptation is too much. Tana, mumin sha'amru, panav yad devaraglav. We're talking about a mum and a panav yad devaraglav. That guy's got a mum on his stomach, it doesn't matter. Amar Yeshua ben Levi, yad devahokanios, he's got some kind of also blotched, spotted hands. Lo yiseh es kapav, he shouldn't duchen. Tani nam yachi, yad devahokanios, lo yiseh es kapav. Akumos, if they're bent, akushos, or some other kind of deformed thing. Lo yiseh es kapav, he shouldn't duchen.
Is it cast on his hand?
Amar Vasi, 1 second. Chasni, Ubishni, places in these towns, lo yiseh es kapav. They also shouldn't duchen. Why shouldn't they duchen? We'll see in a minute. You have a cast in duchen? I'm sorry? You couldn't duchen. Told you, did you walk out?
No. Hadin
Ami Hachi, Ein Ruin Lothne Ateva, we don't let anyone down for the Amid. Lo anche beishan, lo anche beischifa, lo anche tivunin. Why not? What's wrong with these people? If nay, shekorin la aleph ayin or la ayin aleph. They call aleph's ayin and ayin's aleph. Says Rashi. It's a little bit of a long Rashi, but it's
like
worth.
Us. Right,
like little Rashi. It's Rashi from the shekorin aleph ayin the ayin aleph. If the im hayu osin berchas kahanim, and if they're going to duchin, hayu omrim ya'er, they're going to read it ya'ar, Hashem panav. Lashon klalahu. That's a klala. The kiyesh panim she yisparshu lashon kas. It means anger. Kimo panai elechu es panai umetargaminan yas rugzi. It's anger. Ume ayin osel alfin, and an ayin is going to turn into an aleph. Upegumin tefilasan. It's going to be a pegam in the tefila. Kid the bei Rebbe Lazar korin la aleph ayin la aleph alv hahu bedrasha. That's a drasha you could do. But to lay it, to read it, it's going to be a problem. Interesting thing, Shia, there is no ayin in Berachas Kahanim. So what exactly does the Gemara mean by this? I don't know. Well, he said it by davening. By davening, the davening is aleph and ayin is all over the place. So these people shouldn't be davening for the Amid. And Rashi says, and also by duchening that. Right? Why? Because you're going to read your air with an ayin. That's a klala. And what about the other way around? Ah, you shouldn't do that. It doesn't come up. There's no ayin in Berachas Kahanim.
We pronounce them the same way.
What? Allison. That's because we lost the art of how they're pronounced.
Right.
Right? We don't know what that has. Right. Well, you should start them pronounced differently. The ayin has more of a nun sound to it.
Don't.
Right.
So, is that a problem for us?
No. I don't think so.
There is. Bracha.
The bracha has an ayin?
No.
Interesting. Maybe the bracha has an ayin. Interesting.
Well, of course.
Interesting.
Hold on.
Maybe she is a good. It's a good ha'ara. Maybe that's what Rashi meant. Although Rashi says it's gonna. No, it's a pagam in the tefillah. It's a pagam in the tefillah. Maybe it's the bracha. Good point. Okay. Good words. Amar Reb Chiya l'Reb Shimon bar Rebbe il mali ata Levi. If not for the fact you're a Levi, pasul ata min haduchen. I'd throw you out for the duchen. Why? Mishum da'avi kolach. Because you don't have a good voice. Asa amale alavua. He went and told his father this. So amale zil emale. Go back and tell him. When it says v'chikisi l'Hashem, lo nimtes mechayr from a gadif. He shouldn't say v'chikisi with a hey, which means to hit. Hashem should hit. So it's an apikarsis. So don't let him watch what he says about you. Okay. Amar huna zevalgon lo yishes kafa. A guy who cries a lot shouldn't duchen. But there was a guy in the town and he duchened. So this could be the answer for all our people today. Hahu dash b'iro have. Everybody knew that about him. That wasn't unusual. It's old news. So he's not going to cause anyone to not concentrate or say. Nah, everyone knows about him. Hanan Amirachi zevagon lo yishes kafa. A guy who cries a lot shouldn't duchen. Then why dash b'iro mutter? And says Tosfos in the second Tosfos. Ba'filu mumin shebiyado k'damar b'Yerushalmi. Bahu kawe dahave yade akishi. Guy's got funny hands, whatever. Asa lekamed Rav Naftali. He came to Rav Naftali. I don't know who that is. Amalei kivun da ashatan dash bircha mutter. Everybody knows about you. Not a problem. That's mutter, right? Okay, so guess is different. All right. Uh huh. What? Amar Rav Yochanan. Suma ba'achas me'ein of lo yitzes kapav. If a suma, if a kohen has suma in one eye, he shouldn't duchen. There was a guy like that and he did duchen. Same answer. Everyone knew about him. Next, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Misha Yadav Tzivuos lo yitzes kapav. His hands are all dyed, all from the dye, whatever he did some business, his hands are all red. Or any other color, Tana in robe, Anshia ir Malachdan Bekach Mutter. If the whole town's like that profession, everyone looks like that, it's okay. Next, Haomer any Obelof Neatev B'Tzivuin. I'm not duchening in colored clothing. Af Levenim Lo Yaver. Then even in white clothing, you can't. Because one thing, let's say a guy they give him a colored towel. No, I'm not using that colored towel. I want to use the regular towel. It doesn't mean that. Why? What's the problem? Why can't he? We'll see in a minute. Besandel, if he says I'm not, I only want to duchen. Besandel ain't over. I'm not duchening in sandals. Afia, I'm sorry. I'm not diving for the amid in sandals. Afiachav lo yaver. Even barefoot he can't. Haoset tfiloso agula. If somebody makes his tefillin, by the way, his tefillin round. Someone makes his tefillin round. Sakana the ain't bo mitzvah. First of all, it's a sakana. I'm not exactly sure why it's a sakana. I'm not exactly sure why. Rashi says, because if it gets hit, if it hits you, it's going to cause it. I don't know. Nasna al mitcho. You're not. In, first of all, sakana and ve'en bo mitzvah.
I'm saying, why do we have a minute with
me? Because we're going to say the tefillin has to be square. It's halacha l'moshim tzinai. That's what all this is about. All this is about halacha l'moshim tzinai. Nasna al mitcho. Put a tefillin on your forehead. Or al pat yado, or on your palm. Hareza derech minit. You're out of apikoros. Tzipon zav. If you sprinkle it with gold, nasno al beis unkeli shelo, or you put it on your sleeve, hareza derech hachitonim. That you're outside if you do that. My taima, what's the reason for all this? Chayshinon shema minas nizrakabo. Maybe some kind of apikorsis went inside you. Well, about what? About the clothing. So Rashi says, haminin of the avodah zarah makpidim bekach. The meaning that worship avodah zarah will makpid to only wear white. Right? Says the Ran, a little different. He says that the pshat is as follows. We're not makbid on anything. We're not makbid what color your shirt is. We're not makbid like that.
Really?
Yeah. We're not makbid. So if you're makbid, why are you makbid? What's wrong with you? I don't know what the goyim do. Says Rashi, the only way white. I don't know if that's true or not. Says the Ran. I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing. We're not makbid. So if you all of a sudden become makbid, what's up with you? So there's something suspicious about you. Why are you being so makbid? What foolishness are you busy with? Right?
And people are mocking that with the way they're only white.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Break up.
Also, tefillah so agulah takana ve'yom mitzvah. Le'emat tanina lo hodotan rabbanan. Tefillin mu'bath. Square tefillin. Halacha l'moshe mitzinei. Bama rava b'tafran. Would you sew them? Uba al kitsunan. It has to be square based on the horizontal, right? Like every square is really two triangles. Amar Papa Masnisan da Avida Ki Amguza. The Mishnah was talking about you can't make them round, it means round like a nut, like an egg goes. Okay. Try to do a little more. Haomer, if someone says Yivarchucha Tovim, I'll bless when good things happen. Then I'll say a good bracha. Hareta derech minos. That's happy karsis. Al kan tzipar yagir achamecha. On Hashem is so on Hashem's compassion should spread on the bird. V'al tov yizacher shmecha. And on good things I will remember his name. Modim, or he says modim twice. Mashtikin also. We quiet him down. Hamechane ba'arayis. Mashtikin also. If somebody makes up a new pshat, well, it says in the Torah, you're not allowed to have relations with your mother. Someone makes up a new pshat. Now, you know what that means? It means you shouldn't embarrass your mother. You shouldn't make her feel bad. Someone says that's what it means. Totally distorting the Torah. Or, ha'omer, umizara lo titin la'avir l'molech. When it says in the Torah, don't pass your son to Molech, to the Molech God. You know what that means? It means lo titin la'avra ba'ar miyusa. It means you shouldn't maybe marry, what does it mean? Don't marry a guy. That's what it means. Doesn't mean literally. Someone says that. Mashtikin also, we quiet him down. Binazifa, very strongly. We don't tolerate that. Bishlam modim modim. I understand why you say modim twice. Demechzi kishtei reshuyos. It looks like saying modim to two gods. V'al tov yizach ha-shemecha. Nami mashma al tov in. V'al ra lo. On good, yeah. And on bad, I'm not giving a brach on bad. Utnanim, we learned. Chayev adam levarech ala ra, kishem shem levarech ala tova. You have to make a bracha on bad too. There's such a bracha called Dayan Ha'emes. It's a hard bracha to make, but you have to make it. Someone says, I'm not making that bracha, then that's a problem.
Is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
Giving a bracha?
No. When I win the lottery, I'll make a bracha. When I stub my toe, I'm not making a bracha. The answer is no. When you stub your toe, you also make a bracha. We don't see that. Why we should? But we believe it's a good, for the good.
No, we say Baruch Atah Ameitiv.
What?
We say you mentioned the good.
Yeah, but it means walking in life. When a good thing happens, I'm going to thank Hashem. When the bad thing happens, I'm not thanking Hashem for that. So that's not the way a Jew behaves. Ela al kan tzipor yigir achamecha my time. What's the big deal when you say that the compassion should be on the bird? What's the big deal? As a matter of fact, there's a mitzvah of shiluach hakan. There's a mitzvah to send away the mother bird. And not to have compassion. The mother shouldn't see you taking the children away. The mitzvah like that. So pliki b'tre amaroi b'ma rava. Rabbi Yosef bar Avin, Rabbi Yosef bar Zavda. Chad amar b'nei shemat l'kina b'ma separation. Because by mentioning it, you're making the animal. There's no din like that by giraffes. There's no din like that. They send away the mother giraffe. There's no such rule like that. Only by birds. Only by kosher birds. What's pshat? Don't have to say it. No, another pshat. It could be. That's an explanation for the mitzvah. That's not why we do the mitzvah. You know why we do the mitzvah? Because Hashem said so. When you start giving all these reasons, it could be the reason is a good mussar pshat. It might get you motivated. It might be something to tell the kids. It's all good. It's not at its core, that's not the reason why there's a mitzvah. The reason why there's a mitzvah is Hashem said so. Why did Hashem say so? Not because he's compassionate. That's not the reason Hashem said so. We don't know why. The Maharal says, do we know why? If you shecht an animal under the neck, it's good, on top of the... Hashem cares. What's the difference to Hashem? Make one bit of a difference to him? The answer is yes. We don't know why. No. No. No, no. No. It's all about thanking. But thank you. You helped me win the lottery. That's awesome. Who the Nachas came to Rabbah? There was a guy who died for the Amun in front of Rabbah. Amr, and he said, "Oh, ata chasta al kan tipar. You have such rachmanos on birds. Ata chus rachim alenu. You should have compassion on us. Ata chasta also vespino. Ata chus rachim alenu. You have compassion. You don't check the mother and the baby the same day. Unbelievable. Amr, Rabbah, ah, kama yad ha'ir rabbanu l'tzuri l'mori. How good this person knows how to daven for the Amun. Unbelievable. Amr le'abaya, what are you talking about? Amr shnikin also tanan. That we should fire such a person down. tell me, praising that guy? Yeah, Rabbo lechadudi l'abaya hu debay. He just didn't see if Abaya would catch that. He didn't really mean to give the guy praise. Hu denachis kamei de Rabbi Chanina. There was someone who once davened the Amun in front of Rabbi Chanina. Amar he said, Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Hanora, Adir, Hachazla, Ga'amit. Amalei, Sam tinu l'shavchei demarach. You finished? You finished praising Hashem already? You done? There's nothing more to say? Hashtahani tilasa. We only have three. What do we have? Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor. The three. Elav, because Vinu Moshe bar Raisa. If Moshe wouldn't have written it in the Torah. Va'asu k'neses Hagadol, v'taknenu. And the Rabbanon came and said it again. Where'd they do that? Says Rashi. Where's that Rashi? Rashi says, but say for Ezra, right? Say for Ezra, Rashi again says, say for Ezra. Anan lo amrina lehu. We don't say anything more. Ba'at amrina amarta kule hai. How much, he's saying so much? Mashallah Adam, shahaylo elef alafi alafim dinar zahav. He's a multi-millionaire, billionaire. Vayu Makalsin also, the Elef Dinrei Ketzer. Look at him, he's got a few dollars in his pocket. It's like an insult. Right? It's like asking Bill Gates, can he buy you a cup of coffee? What kind of insult is that? Loganaihula, is that an insult? Do you think you can afford this coffee? You think you can afford it? You think you have the money for it? It's insulting. By the way, I heard once, I don't know where I heard this. That's why, whenever we daven, most of the time, when especially on the Rayim, Piyutim, they always go all Seder Aleph Beis. Why? Because I finished the Aleph Beis. So I have nothing more to say. There's this idea. Like this, once you start praising, you can never stop. That's it? You have nothing more to say? It's a G'nai. Right? You have nothing more to say? The answer is, yeah, but the Aleph Beis finished. And that's what, it's such a cute, good answer. Right? I went for Aleph Beis. Aleph Beis is over, so I stopped.
Why is there a lot of
going first? I understand. That's a shtick. Because they wanted to make a rhyme and
what's
has
name?
To. What?
Sometimes the guy does his name.
Some of his name, but it goes by Aleph Beis, even if they go in reverse, still have the Aleph Beis. So it goes from Tav to Aleph. And then it stops. Why does it stop? Because they ran out of letters. So I stopped. So I'm sort of Makai in this idea. You know? It's interesting.
That's it.
No, but the actual way is okay. The Kel means God. Gadol, Gibor, Vanor. It's only three. We don't say a Kadosh, Amit, this. We don't say all that. Why? Because once you start, you can't stop. Why do we mention only three? Moshe did that. Amar b'Chanina, Hakol b'Dei Shemayim, Chutz Miyera Shemayim. Everything is in the hands of heaven, except for Yerah Shemayim.
And
cold. So what? So Rashi, so Tosfos says, what about everything's Hakol b'dei Shemayim chutz mipachim kitana, except for what is it? But yeah, mitzinim upachim, which means hot and cold. So it's not a stira. When it says over here Hakol b'dei Shemayim chutz mi Yerah Shemayim, it means like this. This is what Tosfos explains. Everything's decided. Nothing's decided by you. How tall you're going to be, how smart you're going to be, what family you're going to be born into, what generation you're going to be. None of that's up to you. What's up to you? What's up to you is what kind of person you're going to be. You're going to have Yerah Shemayim or not? You have Yerah Shemayim. It's all up to you. Nothing else is up to you if you think about it. The other vort is like this. Hakol b'dei Shemayim chutz mitzinim upachim. If you take your head and you ram it into the wall, you're going to get a headache, right? Why did I get a headache? Hashem, why did Hashem do this to me? Hashem didn't do that to you. Hakol b'dei Shemayim chutz mi. If you go outside and without a coat and it's freezing cold, you're going to get sick. That's your own fault. Right? Hakol b'dei Shemayim. Hashem runs the world, chutz, except for tzinim upachim, hot and cold. How you behave. It's not a steer at all. They go hand in hand, these two varts. Right? They go hand in hand. Shemayim, like it says, Vata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha, Shol Meimach, Kiyim L'Yira. Michlal, Diira, Milsa, Zuchasahi. Yira is a small thing. In Legabe Moshe, Milsa, Zuchasahi. It's a small thing. One more line. Mashal, Lek Adam, Shemabakshay Menakli Gadol, Vieshlo. If you want to borrow a big cup and you have it, Domalov Kli Gadol. It's like a small cup. Katan Vainlo. If it's a small, we don't have it. Domalov Kli Gadol. It's like a big, unreachable cup. I don't have it. So too over here. To Moshe, it's a deep bark. We don't have time to say it. So to Moshe, yes, and to everyone else, not. right, we'll stop here. So we did a little bit more. And tomorrow we're not going to be learning. Tomorrow's Tisha B'Av. And we'll pick up here on Wednesday morning. Everybody have a good day and a meaningful fast.